This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
So is Joe Biden's candidacy about to come crashing down once and for all because Hunter Biden is going to have to testify? It's looking more like that as the House managers, the Sherpas, begin their final day of impeachment. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez manages to out-stupid Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Wait till you hear this audio. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show, where you can weigh in. We'll read some comments on the air as we love to value our relationship together. Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Now, if you're just joining me, where you been? Secondly, it's looking more and more like the momentum has shifted, and now people want to hear from Hunter Biden. Because that is the Democrats open up the door to this by saying that Trump believed there was corruption and blah, 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 blah. So now it looks like Hunter Biden's going to have to testify, which is great, which is really, really good. If that happens, then the Biden candidacy is over. Now, I've also said this morning that I'm not yet quite ready to predict, because you know that when I make a prediction, it usually comes true. So I'm not quite ready to predict yet. But I am leaning more and more towards the idea that Michael Bloomberg is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. Obviously, I'm leaning more and more towards that every day for a couple of reasons, as I outlined earlier, which is podcast for you. But ultimately, it's about money. Money is the mother's milk of politics, and he's got a lot of it, and he's committed to spending it. Now, I'm not saying he can beat Trump. I'm just simply saying that I'm looking more. It's looking more and more and more and more like that's how it's going to play out. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but Steve on Twitter said, Stevie Pack said that Pelosi apparently went to New York City and asked Bloomberg to run in person 2 weeks before he announced. Now, if that's true, the vampiric one knew that Biden's candidacy was not going to survive impeachment. There you go. And I'm also of the opinion that the reason why, and I've mentioned this before, the reason why this impeachment trial is going on now with the Iowa caucus in a few days is because they want to screw Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And I believe that that's the Democrat establishment as well. Barack Obama apparently now is telling people, and he may come out publicly and say this, that Bernie Sanders is absolutely unelectable. He the worst candidate ever. Now, think about that from a perspective, right? You've got the two progressive socialist frontrunners and their kooky base. And then if they don't get the nomination, the question is, will the kooky base stay home? The Democrats have to make sure they come out. So what do you do? Well, it's very easy, right? If Bloomberg becomes the nominee, he gets a kook on his ticket. And Bloomberg is no moderate. Make no mistake about it. The guy bans everything. He loves bans. He went after salt and trans fats, and he went after big gulps and guns and free speech. And the guy is a tyrant, but he has this persona where he comes across as the adult in the room. You know, he's got this adult in the room vibe, as they say, and the media will be gushing about him. And ultimately, the Democrat base will come on board because what else are they going to do? And he's crazy enough, I'm telling you, with the environment, with guns, he's kooky enough for them. He's not going to ask that question yesterday. They go, well, would the base back him? Is he kooky enough? Yeah, man, when you break down his positions on guns and on climate, he's right there with them. He may not be all in yet on Medicare for All and everything, but they'll come up with some plan to satisfy that. He'll come up with some debt restructuring plan for student loans or something like that. Yeah, no, that's what he'll do. And then he'll have a kook on his ticket just to satisfy the ultra kooks of the party. That's probably how it'll play out. And the reason why is because now everybody, you know, you got Lindsey Graham going out there and saying, I love Joe Biden, love him, but he might be, I'm not saying he's corrupt, I'm just saying we have to look into the Bidens. And you've got Republicans today coming out and saying, I think it's time, we're going to have to call Hunter Biden. I think we're going to have to do this. And then the media does what the media predictably does, which is that they cover for the Bidens and they make excuses for the Bidens and they draw conclusions already that, you know what, the Bidens did nothing wrong. The Bidens did nothing wrong. Don't worry about it. You know, when the media starts doing that, you know that there's something there, because otherwise the media would go, yeah, let's hear from Joe Biden. But instead, they quickly circle the wagons and go, it's not relevant. It's not relevant to have Hunter Biden there. It's not material to the case. How do you know that? How do you know? So that's where things stand right now. Now, NBC and ABC urged Amy Klobuchar, who will never become president, to pressure the GOP on impeachment. She could become Michael Bloomberg's running mate, though. I'd say she's one of the people that she doesn't really qualify all the kook boxes, but she's a woman. Obviously, she's from a state that is a must-win state. So could it be Bloomberg, Klobuchar? It's a potential ticket for the Democrats. So they're pressuring Klobuchar, NBC and ABC, pressuring her, as you can imagine. It was a mid-afternoon break in the Senate impeachment trial on Thursday. Both NBC and ABC brought 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar for some softball interviews, urging. Now, you're going to hear Lester Holt here. And who else is in this
George
clip?
George Stephanopoulos.
The unbiased
yes.
journalist, George Stephanopoulos.
Yes.
No relationship to the Democrat operative George Stephanopoulos, who was killed in a tragic fall from his eighth-floor window in Times Square back in the late 1990s.
So sad.
Pre-Giuliani, the whole area was a mess.
Yep.
Pre-peak Giuliani, I should say. Take a listen.
Do you think that the case has been made that will perhaps make the idea of witnesses a bit more likely? Do you think there's been enough here that maybe has put some pressure on that issue?
Whenever there is a stalemate in the Senate, you're usually among the group of senators that tries to find a gang to break it up.
That's
right?
Correct.
I know
yes.
that is your thing. Well, this is one
that's
of those
Chuck
moments.
Todd, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I know you have a personal relationship at times that's worked well with Lindsey Graham. People like Lamar Alexander, people like James Lankford. Tell me, I know how you are. I know you're having conversations. Have any of them turned into negotiations? You know how to read them on the other side. Are you getting a sense that they're... that there's some of these more independent-minded senators that are ready to like, oh, can't we cut a deal? I mean, I know how they – are you seeing that yet or no?
Can I translate real quick? I want to translate. Help us, Obi-Wan Amy Klobuchar. You're our only hope. Help us, Obi-Wan Amy Klobuchar. You're our only hope. That's the translation from Chuck Todd, host of NBC's Meet the Press, and Meet the Press Daily when you just can't wait till Sunday.
No, it's – well, I mean, yes, it's –
because a lot of people go, oh, damn it, it's Wednesday. I need Meet the Press. I can't wait till Sunday. Well, now there's Meet the Press Daily. So you get your daily fix of Chuck Todd.
I don't know if anybody says that.
Called it right up the middle. Amy Klobuchar, if not you, who? If not now, when?
We saved the best for last, by the way, with this.
Oh, of course we did. Yes.
Of whether these arguments are making any...
second, just a hair.
Oh, can't we cut a deal? I mean, I know how they... Are you seeing that yet or no?
What's your sense of whether these arguments are making any headway with your Republican colleagues, the Republicans that are going to need to vote to get these witnesses and documents? Are there any kind of back-channel talks going on? Have you tried to lobby any of those Republican senators?
Let me translate for you, shall we? Amy, since I was part of Bill Clinton's impeachment team back when I was a Democrat hack, I can tell you the way to do this is back-channel communication. So what you want to do is have back-channel communication, okay? I'm going to ask you as an open-ended question. What I'm really saying is what you need to do is back-channel this, baby, all right? You want to get this
done? Any of
those
Republican senators? Are there any kind of back-channel talks going on? Have you tried to lobby any of those Republican senators?
And by that question, I mean you need to lobby the Republican senators and open up a back channel for negotiations. And the reason why I say that is my vast experience as Bill Clinton's impeachment guy during his presidency. That is the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. It's amazing to me. The guy is giving her code. He's doing code.
Yes.
He's literally giving her code. Have you tried writing in invisible ink and passing a napkin in the bathroom? Because that's what we did during Clinton's impeachment. You hold it to the light, a little lemon juice. You get the notes. Of course, this George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist, also gave the gesture. I'm going to make this, try to envision this in your head. So when somebody wants to cut off somebody's head, they take one finger and they go across the neck. It's the sort of universal sign for like cut their head off, right?
Yes.
My dad actually made that symbol in front of Patrick. I wanted to kill him. We were talking about pirates over the summer when Patrick found his treasure chest.
Yeah.
And Patrick goes, yeah, this is Blackbeard's treasure. And he goes, and you know what happened to him, Papa? And my dad takes his finger and goes across his neck. I go, Dad! What are you doing? He's five. He doesn't know. Like, you know, I go, can't you just tell him that Blackbeard like retired in a pirate community or something like that? You know what I mean?
No.
The guy's the guillotine.
Your dad wants him to learn at a young age.
You got to go right to head getting chopped off. Right. Just go right there. Well, that's the gesture that the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos made. Now, if you're new to the show, and the show's growing every day and it's amazing, right? The reason why I call him the unbiased journalist is that in any other universe, a guy who is at the epicenter of Bill Clinton's impeachment trial would not be allowed to ask questions objectively about the ongoing impeachment trial of a Republican president. They might bring him on as an expert. They might bring him on as an analyst. But to be the guy sitting there as the unbiased journalist when he literally went through this with a Democrat, if it was a Republican, it would never happen. There's no chance that one day in the future, ABC's chief political director slash host of the Good Morning America will be me, because they would never do that. They would never have me on there and then pretend like I wasn't with Trump's debate stuff. You know what I mean? They wouldn't do that. But with George, they just pretend like that never happened. He's asking these questions and there should be a giant disclaimer like, I did these things. Like, I literally did these things. So I'm giving you code, Senator Klobuchar. But instead, we pretend as if it's an entirely different George Stephanopoulos, and that the George Stephanopoulos who spent his entire career as a Democrat hack getting Bill Clinton elected, his press secretary, his communications director, and ultimately doing comms during impeachment, died. A tragic death. And so every time we bring up the death, we change it to something that is totally outrageous and relevant to the show topic. So we go, that George Stephanopoulos died in a tragic paver accident when they were paving Times Square back when they ran out all the junkies and made it into Disneyland. This George Stephanopoulos is 20 years old.
Yes.
He was born right after that.
Can't even drink yet.
Right. Can't even drink. Yeah, no. Just a babe in the woods.
Babe in the woods.
Two totally different people.
A babe in the woods.
So here's okay. The unbiased journalist now sitting there. I'm going to read you Tim Graham's tweet from Media Research Center. Shortly after 3 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, Stephanopoulos was shown on camera making the slit-the-throat kill gesture to cut away from Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow taking press questions. All right? Now, I guess we could play the audio, Greg,
of course.
Right? I'll make the cut gesture.
Yes.
All right.
You know, we've got something very different than what you're hearing up here. You're hearing, you know, video clips of testimony. We've got lawyers that are going to be put forward when our side of the case goes that represents multiple schools of thought on what is and is not an impeachable offense. But they have one thing in common, that the actions alleged and the actions of the president do not reach that level, no matter which school of thought you're on. And we're not afraid to put out both of those schools of thought, because our position is you still have to meet basic fundamental constitutional obligations, and they have it. Next.
How much more work do you think you have ahead to try and convince that room?
And that is Jay Sekulow right there. And let's bring in our panel to talk.
That's the sound of the slit of the throat gesture. Is that a good sound, you think?
Yes, very, very descriptive. People
because
know.
No, we didn't have a chance to actually do production on this, so I had to go on the fly, you know?
One more time.
Do you think you have ahead to try and convince that rumor?
And that is Jay Sekulow right there. And let's bring in our panel to talk a little bit about.
I thought you were choking at first.
That's the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos giving the kill gesture to Jay Sekulow's questions that he's being asked. The president's lawyer taking questions from the press. George wasn't going to have any of it.
No, we don't want to hear that.
Enough of that nonsense.
By the way, he knows, like, you have to watch the video because he knows he was caught, because as soon as he does that, obviously the light from the camera goes on, so he knows he was on TV, so he has this, you know, S-eating grin, smile on his face.
Here's what he does. He's got his finger on the throat, making the cut gesture, and then he kind of rubs it through his hair. Like he was just, you know what I mean? Like the finger goes from the throat to the hair. Like, oh, yeah, just doing my coif. Just, you're making sure the coif's looking good on camera, you know?
Like, who was that? John Travolta's Barbarino. What was his name? Vinny
Barbarino, yeah.
Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm just making my hair look good, making sure my hair's good. That's all. Unbelievable. The unbiased. So now, if you're new to the show, and thank you for being here, now you know the history of the unbiased journalist and why I call him that and why it's absolutely insane that this guy is allowed to ask questions and look, try to pretend like he's objective as their chief political guy during an impeachment trial. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I'm going to give you a big announcement of what we're going to do in Wildwood on Tuesday.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
One of the beautiful things about this program, which is, I think, unlike any other show in radio, truly, is that the audience, the listeners, you, we very often become friends with each other. I mean, people become friends. I mean, I've got all kinds of stories of people who hang out together. Listeners go on trips together. It's really remarkable stuff. Like my friends from the Italy trip are going up to the Finger Lakes, I heard, up in the spring. And people from the Alaska trip still get together. And every time we do events, people are coming and they're making friends and they're sharing the camaraderie. And it's just great to meet wonderful people and become friends. And so the Zioli Army rose out of that. It wasn't something we created. It wasn't a corporate marketing strategy. It was a grassroots thing started by a great friend of the show who passed away. Mike was a terrific guy. And then Sid took it from there. And then and the rest is kind of history. And there's so many people involved in the early stages of it that I don't want to leave anybody out. But I just that's kind of, and then it just blew up, obviously. Tuesday is going to be a very special day because we're going to have the first official Zioli Army bumper sticker, which has been years and years and years in the making. And that's not an exaggeration, Greg. Am I right?
No. I mean, you and I have been together for 5 years.
Not together. Let's just qualify. You've been my producer for 5 years.
I just want to
in case there's any new listeners to the show.
Yeah, they think, oh, well, they're very woke, a bro couple.
There's anything wrong with that. You've been my producer for 5 years.
Your best friends.
I've been your producer. We've been friends. You know, like we're both married.
We've been besties. Yes.
Okay.
We've been besties for 6 years now. Okay. In that time, we've talked about getting bumper stickers, and it's just been one roadblock after another. Well, finally now, the official Zioli Army bumper sticker, which we're going to have Tuesday when we do our live show.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to mention, because this is one of the great things about the show. So this guy who's a listener becomes friends, starts coming to things and everything like this. And then he's got a bar and restaurant, you know, down in Wildwood, right? So he sends me a note a couple weeks ago. He says, Rich, listen, if you need a place in Wildwood, we'd love to have you guys. Jonathan is his name. Jonathan Zukowski on Twitter. Zukowski. I want to say it so you can spell Zukawski. Anyway, Jonathan's a great friend of the show. His bar and restaurant will be hosting us Tuesday for the live broadcast of this show and Dom Giordano's show in Wildwood on Tuesday, the day of President Trump's visit. The bar and restaurant, Mulligan's. And we will be there. And we're very, very excited for that because it's a great place, great food, great people, and great, great booze, too.
Yes.
So that's where we're going to be Tuesday. That's the big announcement. Drum roll, please. I already said it, so.
we don't have a drum roll, sorry.
Right. Greg, you went there yesterday,
yeah,
and we're good to go.
It's a great location. It's a 310 Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood, and it's Mulligan Shore Bar. We tested everything. Everything seems great, and we're looking forward to it. So anybody who's coming down to the rally, or if you're just, you know, in the area and you want to stop in, we'll be there doing the show from 6 to 9 a.m. And then, like you said, Dom Giordano will do his show from 9 to noon, at which point we will go up to the convention center, which is only like 2 blocks away. You will walk around and talk to the people who are waiting in line.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great time. We'll have Zioli Army shirts and hats and bumper stickers and all kinds of great stuff. And so come on by. We'll be on the air starting at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Up to 9 a.m., and then Dom, of course, and then we'll just kind of be hanging around. Mulligan Shore Bar and Grill. Bill, if you could, Millennial, if you could link to their Facebook page from our Facebook page.
Yes, doing that now.
And then post that for everybody so they can see it. And that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, depending on how early the Bloody Marys start flowing will be depending on if we go and wind up seeing the president that night. Well, so some people may not make it, and that's okay.
John told me that they can't legally start selling booze until 7 a.m., so just so
selling, but they could give it away.
No, they're not. They're not doing that.
Okay. I love how good you God. Think, Stenson. Very nice.
And by the way, anybody who shows up to Mulligan's Shore Bar on Tuesday morning automatically gets a Zioli Army bumper sticker. So that's all you have to do is show up there, and you get a bumper sticker. So.
Right, no purchase required.
Nope.
Just show up, and then you get the bumper sticker.
Yes.
So it's gonna be great. And since they can start serving booze at 7 a.m., you know, there's no Wing Bowl anymore,
no.
But there is this thing that's happening, right? Yes. They used to do Wing Bowl, and people start tailgating at like 4 a.m. So this Trump rally is a lot like that in the sense that there's going to be people camping out overnight. There's going to be people lining up very early in the morning. So you can stop in and out. You know, people can hold your space in line. You can come by and say hello and then switch places and that sort of thing. Because everybody's cool. Everybody will, you know, hey, I'm going to go down and see Rich and the crew. And so hold my space in line. People will do that for you. It's very, very nice. Like-minded people. Despite what they say about you deplorables. And so that's what's going to make it fun. It's just going to be an all-day party, I think, in Wildwood. I mean, I've heard from my buddy John, who's John Gentile, is a great guy. He was telling me that bars and restaurants down there are already doing stuff. And all day long it's going to be. But our headquarters will be Mulligan's, yes. And that'll be a lot of fun. So Mulligan's Shore Bar and Grill, and come by and say hello. Now, remember, there's a very good chance you may not get into the actual convention center. It only holds like 7,400 people. And I know for a fact that because this is for Jeff Van Drew, everybody important in that orbit is going to be getting the access to the front of the row, because this is really, from their perspective, a Jeff Van Drew rally. This is a Jersey-centered event. While they know many of us are coming over the bridge, so to speak, this is to help Jeff Van Drew, right? This is obviously to make sure that he doesn't have a serious primary challenge and that he wins in the fall. And so from that perspective, I knew that I couldn't get everybody in, right? So I said, I'm not even going to try. Because if you leave this person, that person, I don't want to leave anybody out. So instead, I'm just going to be on the outside with you, hanging out. And if you can't get in, I can't get in. That's how I look at it. I mean, I could get in.
Well, I mean,
I want to make that point very, very clear.
Yeah, no, yes, everybody knows you could get in if you want to. But you're a man of the people. It's a
right.
Show for the people. You know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You don't want to be those elitists who, you know, is like, I put me behind a velvet rope. And,
right.
You know.
Right. So while I could get in, if you can't get in, I won't be going in. Unless they specifically need me to come in for something, in which case, then, of course, I have to. But I don't think they will, so it's good. So it'll be fine.
I mean, we don't know that yet.
We don't know that for sure, but just in case.
A lot of moving parts to this.
A lot of moving parts to these things, as always. But that's the fun part of the camaraderie of this whole thing. In my entire life, I've never seen such an atmosphere around a candidate. I've never seen something like this before. So if you've never been to a Trump rally, it's worth going just to see that atmosphere of it. I remember very early on in 2015, it was August or September, and he was going to New Hampshire, and he said, you should come with me, doing a rally up there. These things are huge, but the media doesn't report the crowd size. And I was kind of skeptical at the time. I said, well, like, how many people go? A couple hundred? I had no idea. Nobody did. And the thousands of people packing in those early days in New Hampshire, but they weren't reporting on it. That's really where the president kind of got annoyed with the media very early on, the fake news, because they wouldn't even mention these rallies that people were waiting online in New Hampshire for in 2015, in the fall of 2015. So it's been like that from day one. It really has. And that's the amazing thing about this presidency. You don't normally see this, and you may never see it again. And so this is one of those things that you may just want to experience just because it's kind of like the Beatles or Elvis. And I know that some people say politics shouldn't be like that. But remember something, though. In this day and age in which we live, where you've got this nonstop assault against Trump by the Democrats, the media, and they just keep coming and coming and coming, and even a lot of Republicans, too, and coming and coming and coming, the president's base gets fired up and gets very defensive of him and rallies around him. And I'm seeing that more than ever. And that's why I've been telling you from day one, I've been saying this impeachment will not hurt the president. This impeachment's going to hurt Joe Biden. The president's base is going to rally. And they're doing that. And they're going to continue to do that. And that's the thing about impeachment, right? What everybody doesn't understand, I guess. And I said this to Judge Napolitano yesterday, Judge Andrew Napolitano, because I interviewed him yesterday when I was on the Guy Benson show. And I said to him, I said, the biggest thing I think you guys are missing is that the founders wanted the will of the people to be expressed in an impeachment. They wanted the will of the people to be expressed. They didn't want the Congress doing something because the people were too stupid to know what's in their own good. They wanted this to be reflective of the will of the people. And the will of the people's not there. And the Democrats are not changing hearts and minds here, kids. Right, with their terrible, boring performance by Adam Schiff droning on and Gerald Nadler, the history of impeachment going all the way back to, you know, Barney Rubble's impeachment. I mean, they are not changing hearts and minds. It's boring the snot out of us. And so that's what I mean. If the people don't want it, the president should not be impeached. especially in an election year, when you got an election coming up, and then I get all these snarky responses from the Never Trumpers. You know, well, you know, they just don't know what's good for them. See, this has always been the thing, right? From day one, it's always been that Trump supporters are stupid. It's always been that way, and it was even that way in the primary, where so many people would come around and go, well, you people will figure out and come on board with Jeb or whoever down the road. And then, of course, the whole basket of deplorables. And even now on social media, I see it. I'll make a comment and I'll quickly get hit with, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, right? And they just immediately go after my intelligence. You know, well, if you could read, son, or, you know, if you were smart enough to understand what's going on, you'd know that this is important. It's in the national interest. And sometimes you got to rise above what, you know, because the fact that you people only want headlines and get to the truth. And they still insult your intelligence. They insult my intelligence. They don't learn. They really don't learn. I mean, the first advice that I would give them if they asked me would be, stop insulting us, right? You want to win people over? Stop insulting us. Stop making people feel stupid if they just disagree with you, or not making us feel stupid, trying to paint us as stupid just because we don't agree with you. But that's always been the thing. They've always had this idea of, I'm smarter than you, I'm better than you, I know better. Go eat your bacon at Cracker Barrel. Go tailgate with your friends at the Eagles game. We're up drinking Chablis in the main line, and we know what's best. And you smelly Walmart people, you rubes. It's been like that from day one. And the consequence of that is, people rally together and they make jokes about it. They wear hats that say I'm a deplorable, shirts that say I'm a deplorable. They own it like a badge of honor. And the Democrats still don't get that. They still don't see it. I'm amazed that people on Twitter as of yesterday were still insulting my intelligence. And I'm fine with it because I have no problem with people insulting my intelligence. I just think it's hysterical that they don't understand how absolutely what a pedantic jerk they sound like. You know what I mean? Just an absolute smarter-than-the-room jerk. And that's how they come across. And you're not going to win hearts and minds like that either. So that's why you're going to see a big crowd on Tuesday. That's why you're going to see the president's base continue to rally around him. And that's why the Democrats are not winning hearts and minds, and the American people still don't want this president impeached and removed from office. And that's where we are. And that's the state of politics today. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Just got a text from my mother. Is it just Tuesday? No, Mom, we're going to be in Wildwood all week.
No,
the whole month of February, as a matter of fact.
Don't be
Beautiful
smart.
Time of year. I'm sorry.
He loves what? Your mom as Yoli.
Yes. And what does she say on her way to Wildwood for everybody waiting in line all day?
Wait.
Mama Yoli has some advice for all of us as we're waiting in line to go to the president's rally on Tuesday in Wildwood. And it's very important advice, of course.
Oh, be careful, baby.
Yeah, so you see that?
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The president of the United States is not going to be removed from office, but Joe Biden's candidacy is over. And that's the thing. It's only a matter of time now until they bring Hunter Biden in and this whole charade goes up. That is my big prediction. It has been from day one, by the way. It has been from day one. And the problem, of course, for Democrats is you've got this very, very divided party. And then you've got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So speaking of not winning hearts and minds and speaking of putting people down, insulting their intelligence, and AOC was having a chat with somebody and she was discussing, it's a typical, like, you didn't build that kind of a thing. You know, you didn't really build that. AOC manages to say the most idiotic things, but then she goes, hold my beer. I'm going to say something even more idiotic than something I just said. So she starts off on why successful businessmen, ready, don't deserve their wealth.
Why specifically does, you know, I'm Joe Billionaire. I made widgets. I sold those widgets. I made billions of dollars, you know, selling those widgets, making those widgets. Therefore, those billions of dollars are mine. Why am I the enemy of healthcare?
Well, you didn't make those widgets, did you?
Mm.
Because you employed thousands of people and paid them less than a living wage to make those widgets for you. Mm-hmm. You didn't make those widgets.
You hear the guy like grunting in the background?
It's so annoying.
Selling those widgets, making those widgets. Therefore, those billions of dollars are mine. Why am I the enemy of healthcare?
Well, you didn't make those widgets, did you? Because you employed thousands of people and paid them less than a living wage to make those widgets for you. You didn't make those widgets. You sat on a couch while thousands of people were paid modern-day slave wages, and in some cases real slave real modern day slavery, depending on where you are in our in terms of
can
food
they not
production.
Mute his mic? That's all I keep thinking right now is can somebody just cut his friggin' mic so I don't have to hear the every 2 seconds?
What? Can you imagine if you were talking and Dawn and I just had their bread?
Right. How exactly? Exactly. It would take me 30 seconds to go, would you cool it with that? Trying to make a point here, can't hear myself think. It's like he's humming a song under his. I can't even concentrate on her idiocy because that guy's idiocy is trumping her idiocy, and I can't even focus on it.
While thousands of people were paid modern-day slave wages, and in some cases, real modern day slavery, depending on where you are in our in terms of food production. You made that money off the backs of undocumented people. You made that money off of the backs of black and brown people being paid off a living wage, under a living wage. You made that money off of the backs of single mothers. And all of these people who are literally dying. Because they can't afford to live. And so no one ever makes $1 billion. You take $1 billion.
You don't make $1 billion, you take $1 billion. Boom. This is the future of the Democrat Party, by the way. This is the future leader of the Democrat Party. See, this is the woman who said recently that she can't even believe Joe Biden's and she are in the same political party. Now, she also said if Jeff Bezos wants to be a good member, she chased Amazon out of New York. Amazon had picked New York City, specifically Queens, to be their headquarters. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez chased them out of New York, chased them away, losing thousands and thousands of potential jobs for people, people who would have been paid a wage. Maybe not as high as Jeff Bezos, but they still would have been making money. Instead, that crazy kook chased Amazon out, and all these people were like, but I was hoping for a job there, you idiot. But that's what she does, right? Because she's smarter than the room. So she made Amazon's life miserable, and they were like, all right, we can go. Literally, we have towns and counties and states throwing money at us to come there. So bye, and they left. And then all these thousands of people who need a job turned around and went, really? Did that just happen? Yes, it did, because that's the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ilk. But then she's going to lecture Jeff Bezos on what a good person is. This guy gives millions and millions and probably $1 billion a year to charity. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I don't know the guy. I'm not saying I like his politics. I'm just saying Jeff Bezos gives a lot of money away to charity, a hell of a lot more than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does. And Jeff Bezos employs a lot of people. And those people have jobs and those people that are able to feed their families. She's never created a job. She's never before helped somebody feed their own family by giving them a job. But she's going to lecture Jeff Bezos on what it means to be a good person.
If Jeff Bezos...
He doesn't have to be Amazon.
If Jeff Bezos wants to be a good person, he'd turn Amazon to a worker cooperative.
Right. Right.
You know, like,
a
not, what do I do with
robots
all-
and funny little people, I guess.
All of this money that I have created with this unjust system.
Right.
And if usually if you're a billionaire, that means that you control a massive system.
Massive.
It means that you own.
She sounds like a Dr. Evil, like a Bond villain right there, doesn't she?
Yep.
You control a massive system.
A massive system.
And I'm going to take it over. Mwah, ah, 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 my evil plan. Mwah, ah, 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 ah. She is a whack job.
A massive system.
Massive.
It does sound like a...
Right? So that's where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right now. All right? And that's what I mean in terms of the Democrats, the Democrat Party, where they go with all this and how they try to find a candidate who's remotely appeals to people beyond just kooks, crazy, crazy people. That's the problem that they're in right now. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. That's why I've said I think Michael Bloomberg might be the dark horse in all this, because I think that Bloomberg's going to outspend people, and he doesn't come across as crazy, as bat-ass crazy as that woman does. I mean, he's got a lot of the same ideas, don't get me wrong. But he doesn't just come across that way, is my point. Let's check in, though, on Facebook. We'll have Millennial read some Facebook posts, of course. This check-in brought to you by our great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter, and they know that relationships matter on this show and in life. So they're sponsoring this Facebook check-in and Facebook.com/Zioli Show.
So Colleen, staying with the impeachment, says, I guarantee the only network that will carry the Trump side of the impeachment farce will be Fox News. The rest will go back to all their regular programming. So hateful.
Very true. Very true. The minute that the defense begins, it'll be like, you know, brooms are making a comeback, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Elaine, we did the sexy Bernie music bed yesterday. She has a suggestion of her own. Barry White, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, we never actually played that on the air, though, so we got to do that, right? We produced it, but I don't think we played it, did we?
I thought we did. I thought Greg had a thing yesterday where he played a bed underneath.
No, we didn't actually. We didn't.
Bill, do you listen to the show?
I do.
We didn't actually do it yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday?
No.
Bill,
were you
listening to another show?
It was. Bill's confusing our pre-show meeting with what actually went on during the show. We never actually got to it yesterday.
We never got to it.
We'll get to it on Monday when Rich is back in studio, because I think it works better when you're with us.
Well, you got to be in studio. Yeah. The megaphone is sitting there on my desk. Well,
yes,
I'm in New York City, so yeah. I need the megaphone.
Yes.
And then
Bill, it's a great show. You should tune in.
It is a great show. I listen every day, 5:30 to 9. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes the drilling here gets me all distracted, but you never
know. Well, that's true. There's a lot of that going on.
Well, we talked about earlier about the Disney parody that we should be doing for the Seven Dwarves. Jerry says, in your Disney parody, I don't think you need to come up with a name for Nadler. Fat Jerry works just fine.
Yeah, Fat Jerry, which is the moniker Trump gave him back in the day, which then, of course, the fat shaming led to Nadler getting weight loss surgery, which saved his life. So Donald Trump really saved Gerald Nadler's life, if you think about it, if you could put it in that perspective. Well, thank you, Millennial. Bill, we appreciate it very, very much. Go back to listening
now.
To whatever the hell podcast you were listening to in there. This check-in, again, brought to you by our great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Weigh in, Facebook.com/Zioli Show. We might have another check-in by the end of the show today. So we did, though, you know, as a matter of fact, our parody director, Joe Sebelia, did come up with a little parody dealing with the whole Tulsi Gabbard suing Hillary Clinton thing. And I'll play that in just a moment for you. But think about it from this perspective, right? AOC is an idiot. I mean, she really is. She's an idiot. And she chased out Amazon and thousands of jobs. But there are a lot of people who listen to what she's saying, and they're cheering her on. And they're going, yeah, you go, girl. You go. That's exactly right. Screw those billionaires. Screw them. Michael Bloomberg's a billionaire, and this is so they don't want Bloomberg either. But the question then becomes: is he more electable from their perspective, not from mine, from theirs? I want to play you. This is a former Barack Obama campaign guy who was on with Mike Barnicle, at Fat Mike Barnicle from Massachusetts. Anyway, Mike Barnicle and Barnicle asked one of his bloated, dumb questions.
No,
And ex-campaign manager, Obama manager Jim Messina, talking about Bernie. Take a listen.
The devotion to Bernie Sanders is clearly understandable, large part, I think, because of his consistency over the years on issues. They value consistency, makes him unlike other, in their minds, politicians.
Yep.
And don't underestimate the fact that Bernie, a lot of what he says, the message is basically, you can live your life for free. We'll have free college tuition. We'll have free this. We'll forgive your student debts. It's a powerful message.
It is, but in the general election, it's a message that I think is going to get him killed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's the worst candidate in a general election for exactly that reason.
You think Bernie's the worst candidate?
Oh, I don't think there's a question about it. I think it's very clear to me that with these swing voters that I care about, the Trump-Obama voters in the Midwestern states, Bernie Sanders is not the candidate we need to beat Donald Trump in November.
And the other question that becomes, is Elizabeth Warren the candidate to beat Donald Trump in November? Nope, no chance. So this is great. An angry father was recorded asking the candidate, America's mother-in-law, My Lotus, about paying back student loans. You know, this whole her whole plan, her grand plan to pay off everybody's student loan debt. Now, it's a little hard to hear. So what he says is basically the effect of, you know, those of us who did the right thing get screwed. And she just stands there. They're doing selfie lines with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, God.
America's mother-in-law, you can take a selfie with My Lotus. They don't have a campaign photographer, which would give somebody a job. Instead, you have to bring your own phone and take your own selfie.
Wow. Boom.
Right?
Look at you. Boom.
See that? Forget you photographers out there who need work.
Nope.
Be nice, right, to get a job as a campaign photographer. Instead, we'll do selfies and look hip. So she's in Grimes, Iowa, Monday afternoon. This went viral. The guy can be heard asking, my daughter's in school. I saved all my money just to pay student loans. Can I have my money back? Of course not, America's mother-in-law says. So warm and fuzzy, and right? I mean, right, really just you can feel the emotion. just so incredibly empathetic to the man. Of course not. So the guy says, you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacation. I saved my money. He made more than I did. I worked a double shift, working every day to get extra money. And then Warren laughs at him. He goes, you're laughing at me. She goes, no, I'm not. So instead of saying, you know, I would never do that to you, sir. I respect your opinion. I understand what you're saying. No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you you're wrong again. And then Warren shook the man's hand and told him, I appreciate your time in the warmest, fuzziest, most empathetic way possible. We've gone from Bill Clinton, I feel your pain, to Elizabeth Warren, I appreciate your time. This is where they are today. So, and she took selfies for another 40 minutes or so. Hi! Her student debt plan caps debt relief of $50,000 and applies only to families making less than $250,000 a year. Take a listen to the exchange. Yeah, you know, it's too hard to hear on the radio. So here's what we'll do. Can we post the video with proper attribution, of course, to Facebook?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. And then it's a reason for you to go to Facebook.com/Zioli Show and see the exchange. Because you got to watch my Lotus's face. It's like they have a fembot there. You know what I mean?
Yes. She has. There's no warm and cut. There's no empathy. Nothing.
No. She's just nothing.
Like, okay. Okay.
Am I getting my money back? Of course not. Absolutely has no sense of giving a damn about what this man is asking, feeling, going through. Nothing.
That is the nothing. Proper response.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I'm programmed to smile and take selfies. It's the Elizabeth Warren 2000, the robot, the America's mother-in-law robot.
Oh, God.
Here to lecture you and not cook dinner and not make your kids cookies. It's like Dana Lesh's son said. It's like my kid says it's like a grandma who won't bake cookies for us. So as that's going on right now, and then they're moving closer and closer to bringing in the Bidens, I'm telling you right now, for the Bidens, this is all falling apart. But you got to hear the media gushing about Adam Schiff, and you got to hear all of the nonsense around just how great they think Adam Schiff did. I will give you a little hint. Chris Matthews, once again, in his babbling, might have just babbled his way into the truth. I will explain in just a moment.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Okay, so why don't we say good morning to Dawn?
Good morning.
And say good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. We have 35 degrees right now. It's going to be a warm day. I'll have eyewitness weather in a moment. But Zioli Show News brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. So Mayor Jim Kenney says the future of Philadelphia's iconic Mummers Parade is, quote, in jeopardy after this blackface controversy.
Mm.
So we had reported. cracking me up. Two mummers were seen in blackface during this year's New Year's Day parade. We reported that. The mayor says the city might... It sounds like you're eating. What are you eating? The mayor says the city might consider...
Just kill my mic because I can't help it. I got no sleep last night, so just... Sorry, go ahead.
The mayor says the city might actually consider hosting its own New Year's parade on Broad Street or impose conditions on the cost forgiveness the city provides the mummers with all the police and everything. So the mummers released a statement saying, look, no need. They're going to work with the city. And they condemn the actions of two guys they call knuckleheads who were wrong to wear that black face this year. So some council members say that's not good enough. They want to impose a fine of at least $75 for anybody who wears blackface in public in Philadelphia. So a meeting is planned here. In Delaware, quickly, Governor John Carney hoping to invest $50 million tax dollars in capital investments to strengthen Delaware's economic infrastructure. So in a State of the State address yesterday, Governor Carney, who is a Democrat, citing our strong economy, saying more Delawareans are working now than at any point in the state's history. Thousands of Christians and Catholics from our region are among the people gathering in D.C. today for the world's largest pro-life event, the pro-life event. At noon today, President Trump, of course, becomes the first American president in our history to attend this event. Finally, going viral, we have photos of Chicken of the Trees. Chicken of the Trees.
Chicken of the Trees?
Chicken of the Trees.
Is that like a snack or a cereal or something?
It's iguana meat for sale. Apparently, these things, the lizards, after a cold spell in Florida, these weather-worn creatures fall from the trees across South Florida, and then people pick up the dead lizards and they sell the meat. Yeah, so a lot of people outraged by this, and they're saying that you can make popcorn nuggets with the iguana meat.
I think a nice, tasty iguana sandwich, a fried iguana sandwich.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, by the way, you know, so right by Fox News, they opened a new Chick-fil-A.
You think it's Chick-fil-A? Could be iguana filet.
No, you're going to get sued. She's kidding. It's parody covered
it's
by the movie with Woody Harrelson.
I'm just kidding.
Covered by the Supreme Court case, Woody Harrelson versus...
No, it's not Woody Harrelson. It's Larry Flint. Flint.
Right. I gotta get better about knowing Supreme Court cases. Yes. Landmark Supreme Court cases. Dawn, as you would imagine, by the way, because it's New York City and it's woke, nobody's going to Chick-fil-A. Nobody. Kidding. There's lines out the door for Chick-fil-A, just like at the Democratic National Convention. The hate chicken.
Yeah.
They love the hate chicken. So
it's so good.
Yeah.
So delicious.
And maybe that's because Chick-fil-A is back down on some of their things. They've gotten all, they're kind of getting wokey now. Maybe that's why, but I don't think so. I think it's just because they have really good chicken.
They just want to do chicken. That's
they just want to do chicken.
That's it. Not iguana meat.
Yeah.
All right. So the first new moon of 2020, Chinese New Year, also known as the Lunar New Year or Spring Festival.
I hate these
Festival.
Full moons.
Yes. It's the year of the rat.
Actually, I can hunt better at night.
No.
Year of the rat. I love rats.
It's the metal rat.
I don't like metal, though. I can't get my fangs through that.
Eyewitness weather. We are warming up 54 degrees today. Partly sunny. It's going to be a beautiful Friday. Tomorrow, it will be even warmer, 55, but rainy, unfortunately. And then Sunday, we have 47, partly sunny, and really warm weather even through next Tuesday. The big Trump rally, and we, of course, will be at Mulligan's Shore Bar and Grill. That announcement just today. So 44 degrees and sunshine next Tuesday for the big Trump rally. So all of the Zioli Show news and weather brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where it's the place where relationships, they really do matter there. Cherry Hill Volvo, proud to serve as the Volvo dealer for all the great people across South Jersey and the Philadelphia region. Enjoy the luxury shopping experience you deserve when buying a luxury vehicle. And they'd love to meet you, really. Stop on by today. I'm Dawn, Zioli Show News, radio.com app. It almost sounded like they duct taped the guy's mouth so he couldn't. So he's like, rrr, rrr, rrr. I can't breathe. Rrr.
It's like a hostage video.
Yeah.
He's trying to say, like, rescue me.
Yeah.
I play it again just so, you know,
less
why
than
not?
Living wage to make those witches.
Selling those widgets, making those widgets. Therefore, those billions of dollars are mine. Why am I the enemy of healthcare?
Well, you didn't make those widgets, did you?
Mm.
Because you employed thousands of people and paid them less than a living wage to make those widgets for you. You didn't make those widgets. Mm. You sat on a couch while thousands of people were paid modern day slave wages, and in some cases, real modern day slavery, depending
iguana
on where you are
meat.
In terms of food production.
Thank you, Mr. Grunter. So actually, I like Dawn's theory, though, which is that this is like a hostage video, and the guy's got duct tape over his mouth, and he's saying, "Help me, get me off the stage with this quack."
Yeah, they stifle
this quack
him.
Pot.
It's like you didn't build those roads, you know.
Right, he's trying to respond, like, I did build the roads, and
By the way, that gentleman is Ta-Nehisi Coates. Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Thank you. And that's
an
that video was on Twitter. We should give attribution to the person's tweet, I guess, too, right? So we don't get
it was Tom. Yeah, it was Tom Elliott, I think.
Tom Elliott. So thank you to that for that. Let's see, 855-839-1210. All right, so obviously now, today is the day that they're going to wrap up the impeachment nonsense for the Democrats' perspective of the trial. The media gushing, swooning yesterday over Adam Schiff. Chris Matthews and his babbling might have just actually in some way, shape, or form revealed something here. Take a listen.
I mean, Mueller didn't do it, and then he tries to do the exact same thing with a call to Zelensky. Someone had to step
in. We have been trying, those who believe that this president's guilty, since the beginning, and with the Mueller, first was the Mueller report. This is going to get him. When that report comes out, this guy's gone. And when he testifies, he's really gone. We keep thinking that people are going to have their heads turned by facts.
No, we've been trying since the beginning to get this guy.
Oh, how about that?
But really, this Ukraine thing is different this time. It's different this time. Those of us who've been trying at the beginning, me and Newly Fenchley, from day one, we've been trying to get this guy. That's Chris Matthews right there.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable, right?
An independent voice in the media.
Yes, yes, Dawn. An independent, totally independent voice. Yes. Chris Matthews. And
totally
sane,
objective.
Too. Totally sane. Those of us, I mean, we're trying since day one. We're trying since he was a kid. I mean, I got book reports I have. We go to those book reports trying to get him. Trying to get him then. Trying to go back in time like that Terminator, like that movie with that woman, that crazy woman. What's her name? Sarah Connor? We're trying to go back in time and get him then. Like, what are you talking about, Chris Matthews? Morning Joe and Mika, which I'm confused about because every time I see that show, he's like here in the studio that I'm in Fox News, they have a bunch of TVs on and there's a split screen of Mika on one side and Joe on the other. So is there trouble in paradise with those two? Do we know?
Oh, that's, oh, like separate beds?
Yeah, just they're on separate screens.
So I think there was a story written about this in the Page Six. I think that they, one does the show from New York. I think the other does the show from, like, Florida or Sea Caucus or something. I don't know. But, yeah.
Why? If they're married and they're co-hosts,
well,
why would they do that?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
He's from Florida, right? And he, mm-hmm. From northern Florida. And so he loves to golf and stuff. He's just getting away from her. I don't know.
They're newlyweds.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be like their honeymoon period, right?
Yeah. You would think, right?
You would think. Well, here's a Morning Joe and Mika going gaga over Adam Schiff.
It was a virtuoso performance. It was a stunning recitation of the facts.
I thought Schiff's performance was a virtuoso performance yesterday. I'm so used to
being
mediocrity.
You just copied your wife's word, dummy. All you did was just take the exact same word your wife had. Are you reading her script? I think that's what happened. I think what happened is they're both reading the same script because
yes.
Even though they're in split screens, whoever back at the studio loaded the same script into the teleprompter.
Yeah. Well, the prompter didn't move forward.
Right. And so he's just reading exactly what she just said.
And since he doesn't listen to what she says, has no idea that she just said that.
Yeah, because nobody, there's not anywhere two people would both use the word virtuoso.
No, it's true.
Unless it's written down for them.
It was a virtuoso performance. It was a stunning recitation of the facts.
I thought Schiff's performance was a virtuoso performance yesterday. I'm so used to seeing mediocrity.
Yeah, what happens when you're both reading off the same script, you idiots. Even though you're thousands of miles away, you just can't stand each other. The media also fell head over heels for Adam Schiff. A little montage courtesy of our friends from Grabian. Cut two.
Yes.
What did you think of the presentation by the lead House manager, Adam Schiff?
I thought it was dazzling.
By most accounts, it was a virtuoso performance that drew praise from all sides yesterday.
I thought this was the most compelling case for removal from office of this president I had heard in all these months because it was real and it was powerful and it was important.
He was speaking not just to the 100 people in the room. He was speaking to 100 years in the future. Mm. This is a speech that kids are going to be given in 2060 at university projects and things like that.
Adam Schiff did an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do it.
You know, this is really
this
a...
This is
I am
how
Spart-
you do it. Sorry.
Really a I am Spartacus moment.
It was a...
Oh, he had his I am Spartacus moment. Somebody tell Booker and the Tears of Rage band stealing his stuff.
Job. Mm-hmm. This is how you do it.
You know, this is really a I am Spartacus moment.
It was a very coherent, cohesive narrative. A very, very powerful and forceful speech.
I mean, his mastery of this material is really formidable.
And he invoked the founding fathers and their words a lot. Schiff quoted Hamilton so many times today, he was nominated for 5 Tony Awards.
But I think he did something else. And I think our friend John Meacham would call it calling on our better angels.
This was a speech really aimed at the better angels.
I have heard from a number of Republicans who've been impressed by Schiff's mastery of this material and his ability to weave it all together.
I thought the way he wove through both the facts of the case and the historical context was really remarkable.
That's Fluffy Tubin, right? That's Fluffy Tubin, who opened with dazzling. Here's the deal. Adam Schiff put America to sleep. He's America's Ambien is what he is. And that guy, Schiff, should be, if they have this Calm app, I don't know if you've ever seen it on the iPhone, and you can listen to like soft music or stories that people read, like Matthew McConaughey's got a story on there. Adam Schiff should be on there reading his 3-hour recitation. You'd be out in seconds. Adam Schiff bored America to sleep the other night. It wasn't dazzling. It was boring. Weaving and flowing and boring the hell out of us is what it was. But this is the media, and what do you get? And then, of course, you know, he's a hero by all accounts, by the mainstream networks, by Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, all of it. All of it. Now, I do want to mention this, though. Count Chuckula, Chuck Schumer, said, I'm not going to play it only because I'm running out of time, but he said that the odds are against having witnesses in the impeachment trial. Now, this is a point I made yesterday. I'll make it again today. I do not believe the Democrats for a second want witnesses. They say they do, but they don't. Actually, you know what? Let's play Schumer, because I think you can tell that he's lying in his voice. He really doesn't want witnesses. This is just a giant lie. Cut 15.
When these Republicans go home and they know that there will be an issue that they didn't even vote for a fair trial, they didn't even vote to allow witnesses and documents to speak, and they know those will be issues that they will face over the next 6 months, it will matter to them. And some of them may think, well, maybe the safe thing to do for me is witnesses and documents. And how it'll have to happen is not one person doing it, but a couple of them, when they talk privately, say maybe we should do it and get a group together of 5 or 6 or 7, and they do it together. Is that certain to happen? Sure, not at all. Is it more like than not? I'd have to say no, it is not more like than not. But do we have a chance? And if we keep fighting as hard as we've been fighting, might those chances improve? Yes.
You're lying. You don't want witnesses, because witnesses mean Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and their corruption gets exposed, and that is the end of Joe Biden's candidacy. And you're lying when you say you want witnesses. You've been lying the entire time. If you wanted witnesses, you would have had Trump's team have witnesses in the House hearings. This is a Fugazi request. Fugazi request. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Mini Mike Bloomberg is a tyrant, an authoritarian. But is he the dark horse for the Democrats? Facebook.com/Zioli Show. Weigh in. We want to hear from you. Straight ahead.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.